You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Shalom and welcome. If you're tuning in on the audio or through the podcast, welcome. If you're watching on Torah Anytime, Shalom Aleichem and welcome and thank you for watching. So in 1897, something absolutely phenomenal, something crazy happened. And that was a guy by the name of William Morrison, together with confectioner John Wharton. They invented what we call cotton candy. It wasn't always called cotton candy that came in the 1920s. It was called fairy floss. The only country that still uses that name today is Australia, maybe parts of the UK. If you're from UK, feel free to reach out. I think you guys call it candy floss, if I'm not mistaken, which means the only real thing that separates cotton candy from candy floss is the Atlantic Ocean. So it's not that far. I mean, a couple thousand miles, right? So this guy, William Morrison, invented cotton candy. Now, what's absolutely perplexing, mind-boggling, confusing, and honestly disheartening is that this guy, I'm really saying his name wrong. It wasn't William Morrison. It was Dr. William Morrison. He wasn't a pediatrician. He wasn't a foot doctor. He was a dentist. You heard me right. He was a dentist. He fixes people's teeth. Not only that, he was one of the presidents on the Tennessee Board of Dentists. And he's the guy, Dr. William Morrison is the man who invented cotton candy. A guy who's a dentist. Now, there's something so disturbing, I find, from this historical fact. And it's the inconsistency in his job. It's the lack of commitment between something that he does and practices and then how he carries himself in another avenue. And by the way, just based on that historical fact, it took off like crazy. They introduced it in the St. Louis Fair, and it became an instant hit. They profited they sold 68,000 boxes for like a quarter each, and they profited like $17,000, which today would be like $500,000 in that fair span of a couple months. Mind-boggling, but it's disturbing because it was a dentist who created and invented cotton candy, where so many people come to dentists today with cavities because of the candy that they ate. So it's the irony. And I think we could really learn through this historical fact a powerful lesson and understand a pasuk in this week's Parsha. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chaf, Tzedek, Tzedek Tirdof. You might see it translated as justice, justice you shall pursue, or maybe righteousness, righteousness you shall pursue. Let's take this out and examine it for a moment. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. There's a powerful lesson and an inspirational message, I think. And that is as follows. A person in life, the Torah is teaching us, has to have a dream, has to have aspirations, the goals and the visions of living a life in the realm of tzedek. Tzidkus, to be a tzaddik, right? The Rambam says everybody can be a tzaddik. Everyone could be a tzaddik like Moshe, right? Everybody has the capacity and everybody should have a vision of living with tzidkus, of being righteous. Okay, great, that's wonderful. But it doesn't stop there. That's where it begins. Then, tzedek tirdof. You see, because there's really, the words are overused. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. Shouldn't just say it once. Why does it say it two times? It belongs in the department of redundancy department. But obviously, the Torah is teaching us a lesson. And one idea is like this that we just started saying. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. The first tzedek is the ideal, is the goal, is the vision, the lofty madrig of where we want to be. We want to be living in the realm of tzidkus. We want to be righteous people, and we have to have those every morning when we wake up. But then, tzedek tirdof, the process has to also be through righteousness. The dream is righteousness, and the process to get there has to be done with righteousness. There are no shortcuts in Yiddishkeit. The Torah is teaching us not to be inconsistent, not to live with contradictions. There's a concept, one of the things that Hashem Heit Gemara says is when a person is echad bepev v'yachad belev, when there's inconsistency in a person, in a person's life, is if a person has dreams and aspirations. I want to be a tzaddik, a tzidkis type of person. I want to, let's say, even based on the word exactly, I want to give a lot of tzedakah. And then the practice, the practical day-to-day of how the person is carrying himself in his business, and he's taking shortcuts, and he's not being honest in his business and in his dealings, but he's making that money. Well, that vision of tzedek was there, but the way that tzedek tirdof was not there. The process, the pursuing of righteousness, the journey of righteousness was not there. It did not match that tzedek ideal, that tzedek ideology, that tzedek dream and aspiration. It's a crucial message for us to be consistent in our lives. If you're a dentist, don't be the guy who creates and invents a candy, right? There's an inconsistency there. Let somebody else come up with that invention, if we could even suggest that. Obviously, you know, cotton candy is good, but we're bringing out a point, bringing out a lesson, and that is tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Let's strive, let's yearn to have these visions of tzidkus, where we want to be holy, lofty people, but through the process, the day-to-day grind of getting there, to make sure that is in the realm of tzedek, tirdof. Make sure we're pursuing that ideal of tzedek with tzedek, and to be honest in our business, in our dealings, to live consistent lives, to not be echad bepeh v'echad belev. It's this idea, we talk about achdus a lot in terms of our relationships with other people, but there's a type of achdus that's internal, and that's one with oneself. And that's tzedek, tzedek, tirdof, where that vision and the way you're getting to that vision, the way you're carrying yourself in the day-to-day, is one. And they're not inconsistent. You're not the dentist who creates the cotton candy. Let's take this as a message and a lesson and try to apply it as it can apply in our own lives. And Emirat Hashem, Hashem should give us the strength to live with righteousness by pursuing and having a daily pursuit on the right path of righteousness and doing righteous things along the way. Really, to sum it up, Abraham Lincoln once said, "The best way to predict your future is to create it." So you could have this future, this dream, but now you have to create it. So let's make it happen. Let's make the tzedek vision happen by tzedek tirdof, by pursuing it with righteousness. Thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.